I'm so happy to be here, to be a writer, because I love books. I actually love them much more than I love writing. In Come and Find Me, I'm writing about a young woman who's been traumatized. She was climbing in the Alps, and her boyfriend fell to his death. And she's returned. She's agoraphobic. She's in the house. She lives on the internet in something like Second Life, if you know that what that is. She's got an avatar and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she's surrounded by security cameras, locks, double locks, and she's always checking the outside of the house. And so she looks outside, and through one of the cameras, she sees the white picket fence outside, and there's a cardinal sitting on the fence. Nothing else. A half hour later, she looks out, and there's the cardinal again. A half hour later, she looks out, and there's the cardinal again. And she realizes that the video feed is not real. There's a loop, and she's not seeing what's really outside. So that's, again, the light bulb in the glass of milk. Now, she does eventually have to leave the house and go look for her sister, who goes missing. Her sister is Ashley. And although I loved writing about a woman in a hacker's world, which is what Come and Find Me is about, I had the most fun writing about in a book that was about sisters and their relationship with their mother, which is, by the way, totally made up. But the little excerpt I'm going to read you is the sisters. And here's Diana, who's just realized her sister Ashley might not be just trying to piss her off by not returning her calls. Maybe she's really disappeared. So this is part of the scene. She calls her mother. What's wrong? Her mother said the minute she heard Diana's voice on the phone. Why should there be anything wrong? Because you never call me. I call you. Your sister calls me. That's the way things work in this family. So has she? Why is it always a contest? Diana took a breath. Let's start over. Hi, Ma. How are you? For the last 5 years, her mother had lived in Jensen Beach, Florida, in a condo surrounded by golf courses. Men golf, she'd explained to Diana, forever hopeful that she'd find a better partner than Diana's father, who disappeared from their life long before he'd taken off with a woman whom Diana and Ashley referred to as Tiffany, because that was her favorite place to shop. She had not long after been replaced by Tiffany, too. Sorry, and this is her mother. Do I sound cranky? I can't complain. A few creaky joints. I always thought that was a figure of speech, but it turns out they do creak and click. It's unnerving. I mean, I make a fist and the knuckles make this sound. And my back. The doctor tells me to walk more, says it's normal for my age. Do you think he's telling me that because there's nothing for it? Like I say, I can't complain. Her mother snorted a laugh. Guess I can. Yeah, ha ha, in fact, I'm really good at complaining. But actually, on the whole, and considering everything, I'm good. Hey, I beat the big C. What else can he throw at me? Carpe diem, that's what I say. Carpe diem every goddamn day. How about you, sweetie pie? Her mother actually paused. Diana waited until she was certain her mother wasn't going to answer the question herself. I'm good. Good? Just good? That's nice, I guess. You getting out of the sum? Good. I'm glad you're getting out, and if you're not, take vitamin D supplement. You don't want to get osteoporosis when you get to my age. There was a moment of silence. You know, all I want is for you to be happy. Your sister tells me. Did she call? Last week. She was supposed to call this morning, Monday morning. She calls usually on Monday mornings. Monday morning, Ashley usually answered her voice messages and showed up at work, too. Has something happened to your sister, her mother said, because all weekend I felt like something was off. I thought it was me. Then today she doesn't call and you do. Is something up? Nothing's up. I haven't heard from her either. Since Friday. Ah. Did you check her apartment? She's not answering her phone. Because she's not there? Or the silence that followed felt laden with accusation, and an image of Ashley lying on her kitchen, paralyzed, unable to reach the phone, floated into Diana's head. Her mother went on, I'm sure she'll show up, hon. She always does. Try not to worry too much. 2 years ago, Diana would have been the one trying to reassure her mother. Good advice. I'm full of good advice. Don't you know that? Thanks, Ma. I'll tell her to call. Bye. Shh. Her mother cut her off. From the day she'd been diagnosed with cancer, Diana's mother insisted that they never end a conversation with any version of goodbye. "Sorry, I meant talk to you soon," Diana said. "Knockwood."